Roger, very good. Thank you much for the view. We'll be standing by for the inside. Apollo 10, Houston, you're coming in on a black and white monitor now. We have the color now. The resolution on the 85 is I think better than most expected here. The sun is pretty bright in the background, coming in through the, I guess that's the hatch window, side window, I guess it is. The patch is visible, but it's pretty dark due to the background being so bright. Over. Do you read? Over.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Roger. Thought we'd lost voice there for a moment. You're coming in flyby now. We got your arm patch now that's very dim at this setting. We had Gene's smiling face there for a moment with along with your patch. The flag is coming in a little bit better now, however, it's still pretty dark due to the bright background. Oh, that's a lot better there at 10. Over. There, we have a good view now. Now we can see Gene again in his... You waving, Gene. We Barbara's in the viewing room. She says hi.
Little difficult to get the proper lighting up here, Charlie. The spot's flooded out, and we got to deflect the light.
Roger, we see you trying hard on the thing. It looks like the ALC is averaging out, and the background looks real good, the spacecraft back along the hatch. Tom's hand is covering his window is real clear. His face is dark, though. Over.
That's those whiskers there, Charlie.
I see. Thank you very much, John. That wasn't quite...
It was called about a 70... That's known as a 72-hour shadow, Charlie.
Yes, sir. Apollo 10, Houston, we now have the 210 at Goldstone. The granularity and the resolution is a heck of a lot better here. It you're coming in real great. Over.
Okay.
There's our overhead hatch window there.
Ken, Houston, we see some specs on your hatch window. Could you comment on those?
Yeah, they come from the dumps that we're making overboard as we progress along. I don't think any of it is due to the thruster firing, Charlie.
Roger.
Houston, the hatch window is phenomenally clear. There's what appear to be a few dust particles on the outside, maybe a couple smear prints on the inside. The right-hand window has got a little bit of a smear on the outside, not necessarily particles, but just a general smear. And the left side window has got some definite particles lashed across it. You got it?
We're not very good at this camera work, but we're only a proof of practice.
Here, we'll show you the navigator down in the LAB.
Roger, Tim, we have no complaints at all. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, he's the star of the cast because he gets all the good light down there.
Roger, there's old John's friendly face.
John's pointing right now at the sextant and a telescope, which are our navigation means to get home and hopefully to do part of the rendezvous.
Yeah, this is the best working part of the whole machine. It's really working beautiful now.
Got a good operator. Ken, Houston, show us the piece of tape that you have around the eyepiece.
One on the bottom of the sextant and on the right-hand side of the telescope.
Oh, Roger. Thank you much, Dan. We see it.
You know, once you lose that thing in here and you have to look for it for about 20 minutes, you find a way not to lose it again.
Well, it wasn't quite 20 minutes, but it sure was a scramble going for it, I'll tell you that.
Roger, we copy. We have you entering the lunar penumbra at this time. Do you notice the sun setting at all, over?
We can't see the sun right now, Charlie.
Roger.
We're not in the right attitude to see it.
In this attitude, to look at the Earth and everything, we can't get a picture of the sun that we can see. If there's any solar corona, we'll give it a quick shot.
Roger, Jack is estimating you'll have about 30 seconds only, over.
Okay, Charlie, it appears that the sun's reflection on Snoopy here is getting a little bit dimmer. So we very well could be where you say we are. I hope we are.
Your friendly Fidos will bet on it.
Yeah, I guess we are too, aren't we?
Roger.
I never doubted him anyway. I just, like I said yesterday, I'll wait until I see that 60 nautical miles.
Dan Houston, does it look any different upside
that
down there?
That's a pretty interesting star.
Houston, does it look any different upside down there?
The stars are 180 out of the position they were before.
That's one thing about this environment. If you don't like it, just turn upside down.
Roger, Dan.
Okay, Charlie, we'll terminate this pass with one quick look outside and see how the 210-foot dish looks at the Earth from outside, okay?
Roger, 10, we're standing by, over.
Charlie, it's definitely getting a little darker outside.
Roger, 10, that's good news, over.
Looks like we're right on trajectory then. Okay, here's another look at the Earth through the 210-foot dish at Goldstone, and I hope the colors are coming through a little better. Again, the west coast of North Africa is still a bright orange, and the central part of North Africa is starting to turn purple as nighttime approaches over the western part of Libya and the eastern part of Tunisia. Again, it's awful hard to see Spain because Spain is a greenish brown this morning. You have the Mediterranean and the Atlantic covered with some clouds, so it's awful hard to see any part of Spain. But again, the Earth to us this morning looks a little bit smaller than a tennis ball, as we're 210,000 miles from the Earth and now less than 9,000 miles to go to the moon. Now, this is Apollo 10 signing off. We'll see you later today.
Thank you much for a good show, 10. Appreciate it. The 10-foot dish, 210-foot dish has given us a very good resolution, and the colors are a lot sharper, over.
We then acquired the 210-foot antenna and had a better picture. And Mrs. Jean Cernan watched this television show from the viewing room here in the control center.
Oh, Houston, it's Apollo 10. How do you read?
Reading you 5 by 10. Go ahead, over. Hello, 10. Houston, we just had a handover to Goldstone. Do you read now, over?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was us. We're back up high gain, narrow beam, Charlie.
Roger, 10. Network just advised that we won't hand over. We won't hand over until 7305. Over.
You will not hand over until 7305. Okay. And what is that that update you have for us?
Roger, it's two of them. One for your LOI burn card. We have some update to your angles. And we have a map update, rev number one, over.
Okay, give me the rev one first, Charlie.
Roger. LOS is 0754825. 0755252. 0762258. Over.
Okay, I got map update rev 1. 0754825. 0755252 and 0762258.
All right, that's a good read back. Over.
Okay, and go ahead with your update on the preliminary LOI.
Roger, it's on your burn card that you have. It's an update to the roll pitch and yaw angles. Roll is now 179 degrees. Pitch 68, that's 068. Yaw is 011. Over.
Okay, Charlie, that must be for the abort card, right?
That's affirmative, 10, over.
Roger, roger.
Okay, Charlie, I got roll a 179, pitch a 068, and yaw 011 on the LOI 15-minute abort card.
That's affirmative, Dan, over.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Those times that were passed up on the Lunar Revolution number one map update. First time was the loss of signal time. That's 75 hours, 48 minutes, 25 seconds. The second time is at which Apollo 10 will pass 150 degrees west. That was 75, 52, 52. And the third time was the acquisition of signal time, 76, 22, 58. We're 2 hours, 49 minutes, 46 seconds away from the lunar orbit insertion burn, according to the preliminary maneuver pad passed up to the crew a short time ago. This time will be updated again prior to that burn. We expect to update the LOI pad about 74 hours and 10 minutes, and that ignition time may change a little bit.
Rod. Houston, Apollo 10, as you can see, we've made just a couple of pulses. We're slowly drifting over to our LOI 1 attitude. Over.
This is Houston. Roger out.
Hello, Houston. This is 10.
Go ahead, 10. Over.
Okay, resurfacing has started, and I'm at the point where I've got the water flow on. I'll keep it on for 2 minutes.
Roger. We copy. Hello, 10, Houston. We show 2 minutes on the water. It looks like you've got some water into the evaporator. We suggest you turn it off. Over.
I understand you don't want me to activate it at this time. I just went to auto on the steam pressure and the water flow.
All right. That's the correct procedure. Over.
Okay, that's where we are right now, and I'm reading about 0.23 on my steam pressure.
Roger, we copy. Over.
I'm down below about 44 degrees. About 44 degrees on the glycol vap out temp.
Roger.
Gene Cernan is resurfacing the primary evaporator. That's the one that dried out in Earth orbit on launch day.
Goldstone, Houston Comtech, Net 1.
Goldstone?
Roger. I am receiving an echo.
Negative. I am not receiving an echo.
I am. When I transmit, I am getting an echo. Meet me on Net 2.
Roger.
Hello, Houston. Correction. Hello, Apollo 10. Houston, we have your final LOI-1 pad ready to go, and your P-27 update. If you're ready to go with this, we are too. Over.
Roger. I'll, for the P-27 update, I'll go to CMC accept now.
Roger.
You're in accept. Over.
Roger, 10 out.
Okay, Charlie, I'm ready for the final LOI 1 and make it a good one.
Roger 10, this is LOI 1, SPS GNN, 62554, plus 095, minus 017, 075, 55, 5331. 981 is minus 29138, minus 05612, minus 0229er, correction, 02997, 355230342. Apogee is 0169er 2 plus 0059er 5 29er 824 554 29er 752 Sextant star is 16214 6 39er 4 The rest of the pad is NA. Okay, your set stars are the same. Your roll line is 241, 240, and 013. No ullage. The limb weight is the same. Over.
Stand by one.